Mr. Lowe, fresh grad job applicants don't have full-time work experience, so how do you assess their suitability for a job?
Well, my company is a firm of consulting engineers, and all our projects for clients are carried out in teams. So I'm looking for evidence that a job applicant would make a good team player.
But most fresh grads have spent much of their lives doing individual study. How do you know that they have the potential to be good team players?
We look at participation in extracurricular activities. This gives us a general indication of a person's willingness to participate in group activities. Once a person joins a group, he or she learns a lot about coordination, cooperation, and leadership, all of which are important in our business.
So, you're looking for people who will be able to fit into your company's teams?
Yes, but not only that. Our employees also have to interact effectively with teams outside our company. Most engineering projects require meetings between engineers, architects, lawyers, civil servants, surveyors, and so forth. So it's important that employees can get along with people from a wide range of professional backgrounds.
Now, when checking the part-time or voluntary work record of a job candidate, what are you looking for?
Actually, we are not particularly interested in that kind of information. We are more concerned with academic results. The higher the better. And I personally always ask candidates about their career plan.
Career plan? Can you explain that in a little more detail?
Yes. I want candidates to show me that they have taken the trouble to think about their careers and how these will develop over time.
Now, what kind of time frame do you expect candidates to be thinking about?
They should be able to outline a career plan over 5 years. Tell me how they wish to progress in that time and what further training and qualifications they intend to go for.
What kind of personal qualities do you look for in job applicants?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I look first and foremost for the ability to work as part of a team. But because my company is always under pressure to complete projects on time, within budget and to a high standard, reliability is also very important. I need to know that my staff will never let the company down on a project.
What about independence? I mean, employees taking initiative on projects.
Yes, that's important. But I believe that initiative, like leadership, develops over time. I would not expect a fresh grad to show great initiative, although extracurricular activities are all a good way to begin developing initiative.
Okay. Would it be fair to say, then, that you need employees to be reliable and good team players from the moment they join the company, but the qualities of initiative and leadership need work experience to develop?
Yes, exactly.
Are there any other qualities you like to see in a prospective employee?
Yes, what I call career-mindedness. I'm referring to having a career plan, which I mentioned earlier. Many Hong Kong grads tend just to go where the money is at a particular time. They are perhaps a little short-sighted in this respect.
What is the most important skill a job applicant can possess?
That's an easy question. For me, it has to be communication skills, and I would include English language skills under this heading.
Are English and Putonghua skills of equal importance to you?
No. At the moment, English is more important for us. We have not established significant business in the mainland yet. I would also make the point that all of our company's projects conclude with a full written report, so employees must have good standard of report writing in English.
But what about specialist or technical skills? How do you know if a person will be able to do an engineering job competently?
I rely with confidence on the candidate's results and on the reputation of local universities.